This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
644, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's a time to talk to Mike Strang, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, as we always do. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I am doing great. You know, we're getting ready to start planting. It won't be long. We start getting our, you know, corn in the ground, and of course, then soon thereafter, a lot of areas, soybeans. Looks like our sugar crop is doing, you know, very well. We're really excited. We've got some strawberries, you know, coming along, and look, crawfish, you can find them now raw. They're in New Orleans at $3.75 a pound for some real nice ones. You know, you can also find some boiled ones, like at Rouse's, for $4.49 to $5. So, look, it's crawfish time. It's carnival time. And we're very excited. We're very happy. Now is the time.
Well, one good thing, if somebody has a political protest, chances are they're not going to be throwing eggs because they're too damn expensive. Tell me what's going on, Mike, with eggs and bird flu and availability and prices and all that stuff.
Yes. If you look at last week, you know, at the wholesale markets, average wholesale price, medium-sized eggs in this part of the United States, wholesale price was $7 a dozen. Mm. Overall availability of from the warehouses going to the markets was about 65%, which means all the stores that ordered eggs got about 65% of their order. With bird flu, you know, we have lost about 10% now of our total egg production over the last 4 months. We're still having ongoing bird flu issues. The bottom line is that we're going to have to vaccinate these birds. We've got to stop this in its tracks. We've lost, you know, a significant portion of our egg-laying hens. And so you just don't, you know, in a week say, look, we're going to increase production. We're producing all the eggs that we can with the hens that we have, and so we've got to have the hens that lay the eggs that become the hens that lay the table eggs. So it's a process. So that and other inflationary pressures, different methodologies that hens have to be raised in to meet California standards, which about 40% of the hens in the United States are raised under the standards set by the state of California because of what's called Proposition 12. Mm-hmm. That's a whole other story, which means they are basically, or quote, cage-free, which increases cost, and then overall inflationary costs. So all that comes together, plus just the lack of availability, has driven price. Now, that being said, you know, what's going to happen? Well, one, people are eating less eggs because of the cost. That will increase some availability and will maybe stabilize the price. However, according to the USDA, we fully expect eggs to go up an additional 20 to 25% this year until we can get supply back up to meet demand.
Does cage-free lend itself to the more rapid spread of bird flu, Mike?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Because with the bird flu, the predominant way that bird flu gets into the poultry houses is by contact with wild birds. So if a duck or a goose, a sick duck or goose, lands into that, quote, cage-free area, and then it can pass that infection along. And so because they're out there on the grass or out on the ground and not within a contained building that has an air filtration system, it is more likely to cause, you know, to result in that infection. It can still happen in the hen houses that are totally enclosed and under air filtration cooling systems. Can still happen because the virus is so hot, just the mere presence.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The presence of a wild, sick goose on the property can have the possibility of transmitting it into those chicken houses. And also, you know, can be transmitted by the workers themselves. So extreme biosecurity. And we can keep watching this, you know, this bird flu, because now, you know, we're calling it, one of the names is metapneumovirus, because it's jumping from species to species. A new type was seen in Nevada, you know, just last week. And then that particular type infected a human being that worked on the poultry farm. So, you know, the bird flu that's in our dairy animals, and the bird flu, dairy flu, you know, that the high path avian influenza bovine type is also trying to jump into people. The good news is that it has not moved person to person, but we have to be very vigilant, and we need to, you know, move along. And there are companies that are trying to develop vaccines for our poultry, for our beef, for our cattle. And we may need to have some on side, you know, as we, change and go into next flu season to where we can have better protection against avian type as well as, quote, the human type flu.
Better protection for the animals or for humans?
Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody. The whole ultimate goal of public health is to make sure this disease doesn't get into the human population. Everything we're doing is to focus on, one, yes, for the animals' health, keeping the animals alive, keeping them in production, but keeping this virus out of the human population. We talk about the disease pyramid. Humans are right at the top. They're at the capstone of this pyramid. And everything in the environment, plants and animals and insects and wildlife, you know, any diseases are down at the base of that pyramid. And the goal is that it never makes it to the top. And that's something we're working very hard on, have to be vigilant on, but there's a lot of virus out there. The high path avian influenza in wildlife is everywhere, and it's predominantly in wild ducks, wild geese, and then it can spill over into our commercial flocks. You know, not only for our you know, chickens, you know, and egg laying hens, but also in our, you know, commercial poultry production, you know, for chicken, but also into our dairy herds. The reason it gets in the dairy herds, it is transmitted predominantly in the milk. The virus likes setting up in the mammary glands and can actually shed in the milk for weeks before the animals become sick. And so that's one of the ways that it got out of control. It started off with 3 herds in the Texas Panhandle and is now in more than 900-plus herds in 19 states.
Mike, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. You're a scientist. You're a well-respected veterinarian. I know you spent a lot of time in the lab. You've forgotten more about this than I could ever understand, but 10% of the egg production lost in the last 4 months seems pretty substantial to me. And somebody texted in, I don't know if they're trying to be funny or not, but said vaccines and stay-at-home orders for the chickens, ha-ha. I know that there's a lot of political blowback after COVID and so forth, but that being said, this is substantial to me when you're talking about 10% of egg production in the last 4 months, then spreading the population, jumping species. I'm talking about food supply here and the prices that we're going to pay. This seems pretty important to me. We'll talk more when we come back with Mike Strang, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Mike Strang, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, you are an elected official. You are a scientist. 10% of the egg production in the last 4 months seems significant to me. And then you're talking about dairy cattle and everything else. How concerned are you that politics gets in the way of science here? Because the two never get along, do they really?
Well, that's part of the discussion. You know, generally speaking, when it comes down, when you have to make those hard health decisions, the politics backs up, you know, in favor of proper health. And if you look in the veterinary world, we vaccinate our cattle. Mm-hmm. We vaccinate our dogs. We vaccinate our cats. We vaccinate our horses. And under very limited circumstances do we vaccinate our poultry. We vaccinate our swine. That's why it's called herd health. And so there are a number of companies, for instance, Moderna, has been awarded $590 million to develop a vaccine against bird flu. Mm-hmm. And so there are many companies that are developing, working on vaccines.
Mike, let me jump in for one.
The animal world.
Yeah, let me jump in for 1 second. Do we have a vaccine against this bird flu, or they're working on it?
We are very close.
Okay.
I think we have some types that could be used. We could develop them quickly, and I think we need to go ahead and push it across the finish line. The issue with vaccinating our poultry is that our foreign trading partners say they will not buy poultry from the United States, poultry or eggs, if we vaccinate our chickens against bird flu. Well, the bottom line is if we don't start vaccinating our chickens, we might not have any poultry to sell them. So it's time that we need to go ahead, vaccinate our chickens like we vaccinate everything else and put this disease to rest. We need to stop this disease. One, to protect our food supply, but two, to make sure it does not spill over into the human population.
So if we don't,
we also need to develop a way to vaccinate wildlife.
If we don't, where are we 4 months from now?
Where are we 4 months from now?
If we lose another 10 to 20%
of our poultry production. You know, if you remember a number of years ago, we lost hundreds of millions of birds, which caused the price of chicken to go astronomical. If you remember that, you got up to $10 per chicken, and poultry is a very necessary protein. So if we don't, things will get significantly worse before they get better. But the bottom line is that this virus is continuing to modify itself. We saw the new cases in Nevada, and the virus wants to jump into the human population. So we've got to eliminate the virus in the environment, protect our food supply, and keep it from ever getting into the human population.
Everybody loves Mike Strang. You got, we got some powerful people in Washington on Capitol Hill with Mike Johnson and Steve Scalise. I know you've been talking to them. Are they listening to you, Mike, and on top of this bird flu situation?
I think so. You know, I think, you know, there's an anti-bias against vaccination of humans. And that's an individual choice. But vaccinating our livestock is something we've always done. And if we don't do it, you know, basically, you know, we will lose our food supply. And that's something that I'm very sure and comfortable that we're going to be able to do. And that, you know, politics is not going to get in the way of that. Because, again, if you choose or not to choose to get your flu shot this year, that has components to protect you from high-path avian influenza.
That's your
choice. Because the virus is trying, again, to modify itself.
Thank you, Mike.
The March to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.